Welcome to Dungeons and Dragons and Dummies, a weekly podcast following a group of friends as they battle across a homebrewed world called Interiath in Dungeons and Dragons 5th edition. Step into the mystical world of Interiath and follow as our party of dummies adventure across the lands. Tali Grug, half orc, half fighter, the mystery, played by Taylor. The Eclarian Shadow, half elf ranger from the Eclarian Mountains, played by Seth. And Alirlock Bloodhair, a Harrigan cleric, played by Joey. Last but not least, the creator of our beautiful world, the man of many voices, and our dungeon master, Sam.
I know it's probably a meme by now, but I've been listening to Critical Role, and the amount of times that Matt Mercer says "toothy maw" is
a meme. It's out of control.
It's mind blowing.
When I was describing them, did you notice how slow and careful I was to describe its mouth? Because I was doing everything in my power to not use the word maw anywhere.
Toothy maw is big. Toothy maw.
He loves the toothy maws.
He also always says definitively, and instead of definitely, and some of them it's this wrong.
Yeah, the word doesn't always apply.
He'll say that definitively hits. I'm like, I don't know that
that's not how that word works.
Anyways, but toothy maw thing cracked me up.
Oh, it cracks me up too, and it is a meme. People have made super cuts of it, and it's out of control. Man needs a better descriptor for gross mouths.
Yeah.
Please do the honors, sir. Bless us with a.
Recap. Okay, so we were continuing our battle with the lava ooze slime goo fireballs, trying to save the orcs. We wound up saving one, the leader. It was an epic battle. Shadow was killing some stuff. Tolik and Alirlock were wailing on some stuff. Eventually, the DM used an ooze to murder Dusk, the horse.
The way you phrased that.
That's written in my notes.
That sounds very targeted.
It does sound targeted. Is that what happened, Sam?
The DM uses an ooze to murder Dusk, the horse.
Uses an ooze. As if that was my intended goal of sending y'all to the Valley of Cinders was to murder y'all's horses or something.
I did almost get pulped.
Now we know what Seth really thinks happened to Starlight.
I just listened to that episode yesterday for the first time. Yes, of course.
The DM is just trying to kill all the animals.
I just read it verbatim from my notes.
Just be glad you didn't go Beastmaster.
Yeah, well...
Think about how many animals you would have gone through by now.
That's grotesque. So, Tolik used Geyser for the first time, as far as I'm aware, with his freaking endless decanter of wine to spray wine all over the oozes, paralyzing two of them, at which point Alirlock cleaved one of the oozes in half. Some more battling continues as the orc wails on a paralyzed ooze. Tolik snatches him up and uses Dimension Door with the Cape of the Montebank. And Alirlock grabs Shadow and does the same with a spell. And all four are Dimension Doored out of there. And Revenge and Starlight are saved. Can't say the same for Dusk.
Aww.
At which point some conversations with the orc begins, leading to a theory that maybe some of the origins of some of this weirdness is coming from north of here, and the orc agrees to show us where he saw some bats, because there was a massive forest fire in the forest north of there, which is what drove the orc party down into the Valley of Cinders to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
So we take a short rest, and both of the half-orc and the orcs do some chatting. And pop a shorty. At which point we come upon a dead relic sloth being watched by some vultures dripping some stuff out of their beaks. And Shadow tries to chat with them a little bit about just letting us pass and maybe stealing a toenail or something. And they didn't want to share, at which point the party realizes that we have been snuck up on by creepy crawlies. And my notes just says, we get snuck up on by some weird critters. So I had 34th of harvest around 2:30 p.m.
Perfect. That's what I was going to say, afternoon of the 34th. You're more precise, but I like it. Okay. Couple questions. Number one, what's kind of y'all's arrangement? You know, are y'all on horses? Are you sharing horses? Who's walking? I assume y'all aren't, you know, double backing with the orc. I don't think he'd really be fond of that. He would prefer to just walk.
Yeah, he's riding behind me with the sands around my waist.
Yeah.
Well, I'm certainly not riding on a horse.
No?
I assumed we were walking, to be honest, because we were talking with the orc. I don't think we ever said we had saddled up. I thought maybe we were just leading them.
Just leading them.
So Shadow was 100% riding Starlight.
Okay.
But had dismounted when he went to sneak up to the vultures and talk to them.
You're right. Yeah, I remember that. So Starlight just like, you know, 15 feet back from you or so?
Yeah, Starlight was right there. I'd kind of dismounted to go talk to the vultures to no avail, of course, but...
Cool. So that was question number one. This is a pretty good arrangement. All right, so then the next thing we needed to do was roll for initiative. Unfortunately, I believe I read to you guys last time the rolls that they had made that were all higher than y'all's passive perception. Even freaking Alirlock's god-tier passive perception, because they have an ability where if they're motionless, they get a plus 10 to their stealth checks. And they already have like a good stealth and proficiency in stealth. And so like they're just freakishly hard to detect when they're hiding in rocks like these. And so I'd rolled all four of them and none of them had been spotted. So that means they are going to get a surprise round. So these are super important rolls because it's like a double whammy roll. They have like scythes for legs. They've got six limbs. Somewhere in between like a canine structure on the limbs and like an insectoid structure, you can see these just meaty tendons in between the thick chitinous parts of their body, and then this long neck that comes off of a central abdomen and comes up to a face with these two forward facing unnervingly humanoid predator eyes and this row of jagged teeth, like a lantern fish type teeth, a whole bunch of tiny teeth. But these, and that's the standard Kruthic description, these are covered in a thick, rubbly, dirty scaling all over them that helps them blend in even better to the surrounding than the normal Kruthics might.
Well, I'm glad initiative is very important. I got a 5.
Oh, God. Yeah, so there's a decent chance some of these guys are going to go twice before you get to go because of that.
I got 10.
Not 20.
Okay, okay, okay. Oh, I got to roll for y'all's buddy boyo. So, we are going to start right up top. This one is going to rush in. He's actually going to... As he gets close to y'all's new companion, he's going to bust underground and then bust up on the other side of the ground. And you see the dirt that this guy is standing on collapse underneath him, and he falls down into it and becomes locked down in the dirt as he becomes prone. And then this thing is going to attack.
Creepy.
Yeah, so he's going to make 2 attacks. The first one's going to be a miss, but the second one's going to be a hit. And this is where you're going to see that they're not too terrifying, as one of these just real quick sticks in and pulls out, leaving
us that's not terrifying.
Small wound.
Poking him with his appendage.
I cannot believe that the DM has created this.
A Pokemon.
So one of these, a Pokemon. This guy's about 15 feet from you, Tal. He's going to do the same thing and run underneath you. I need you to make me a dexterity saving throw as the ground beneath you just collapses.
Okay. Oh, 10. Damn.
That is a fail. So you drop down in the dirt and you become both grappled and prone.
Grappled and prone, okay.
Yeah, so this attack is going to have advantage against you. And one of the dies was a nat 20.
Oh, my.
So you're going to take 11 damage as he just gets you right in the kidney.
Bastard. Okay.
Oh, that was only the first attack, though. The second attack is going to be at a modified 25.
Damn.
And that's going to be 5 damage.
Okay.
All right. This other one ducks underground and starts burrowing towards you guys. You've got a good idea of where he went because, Shadow, I need you and Starlight both to make dexterity saving throws as the ground underneath you starts to crumble.
Shadow rolled a 19.
Okay. Oh, wait, hold on. No, Starlight's unaffected. It only affects small or medium creatures.
Oh, cool. Okay.
Yeah, Starlight's unaffected.
For the record, what I'm going to do on my turn is not been influenced by that.
Okay. Leerlock, your first turn is surprised. The orc friend, his first turn is surprised. Tolik, you see another one off in the distance headed towards you. Actually, it's going to pop up right next to you, but not be able to attack. Your first round is surprised. The vultures are just flying around. They're not doing too much. And then we're back to the first round of initiative with Shadow.
Okay, so Shadow hippity hops over and swings up on Starlight.
Okay.
Oh, nice.
At which point, he's looking over and he's like, trying to figure out what's going on with Tolik and this other orc. Can he see any of the creatures?
Yes. Yeah. So three of them are above ground. The one next to the orc, Tolik actually has one on either side of him, and he is in the dirt. Both of your orc friends are halfway, like half buried, like their whole bottom half is down in the dirt.
Okay. Starlight is going to take his action to use double team.
Okay.
Shadow looks over at the thing by Tolik and decides to shoot it with his bow. 11 to hit.
An 11 is going to be a miss. It just bounces off of his thick, rough, rugged, chitinous armor.
Shadow is going to do something he's not done in quite some time and cast Hunter's Mark.
Okay.
On that same one.
Okay.
And shoot another arrow.
All right.
Oh, 27.
All right. Yeah, so you find a weak point between the armor, and it sinks into that meaty muscle I was describing earlier.
Oh, am I rerolling twos? I never can remember.
Not with your bow. That only applies to your two-handed.
Okay, so that'll be 11 damage.
All right. So you sink a juicy boy into this guy's juicy
You're
boy.
I'm hoping they're not very beefy.
Yeah, that's what I'm hoping too. I'm afraid they're going to be wispy.
That's what I'm thinking too.
They're decently large creatures.
Okay.
Right, but they're spindly and wiry.
Okay.
Starlight has already taken his turn. So basically, I'm just stamping around. Starlight's kind of snorting and scraping the ground, and I'm looking back and forth trying to figure out what's going on and assess the situation.
Okay, would you like to make a perception check or anything?
Yeah, I want to see if I can figure out what they're trying to do once they've got them restrained like that.
Okay, sure. You can either make me like a nature survival check, or you can just make me a perception check. to notice how they're behaving, or if you know anything about these guys or their methods.
Survival check to see what's they're doing to Talik over there. 16.
Yeah, so they're both rearing up and going into attack mode and just trying to... You can tell they want to eviscerate the target right where it is. They're not trying to haul it off or anything. Their intention is disembowel now.
Oh, that's so kind.
It's quaint, I thought, you know. All right, anything else?
No.
Okay. All right, the one over by your orc friend, who is still prone, is... Yeah, he's going for the easy prey. He's also right next to a Leerlock, but he's not going to attack a Leerlock. He's going to go for the easy prey. Oh, there's one hit.
Did we ever get this guy's name? Y'all remember?
I don't know if y'all ever got his name.
Seth, did we get his name? Notemaster.
Notemaster? Do we get his name? Y'all did, because I have one written down, and I wouldn't have written one down if y'all didn't ask. His name is Pontor. Pontor.
I don't know. It doesn't sound familiar.
That sounds like something. Maybe I wrote it down in it. Actually, I don't know if y'all did ask. I think I wrote it down after y'all befriended him.
All right, never mind. We don't know his name.
Okay, he's a nameless soul. Well, he just got stabbed again, but not for very much damage. He just got stabbed again, also not for very much damage. They're rolling min damage on him, so he's just like getting death by a thousand cuts, just like one in his arm, one in his thigh. Alright, speaking of death by a thousand cuts, you're about to get four attacks coming at you, all with advantage, Taylor. Alright, roll number one. That is a 23 to hit.
Alright, shield. Acid shield raises up around me, raising my AC to 23. Which still, I guess, hits, but...
Oh, okay. All right, so this first one...
It'll go until my turn.
Right, okay. Max damage, 9.
Okay.
Oh, wait, well, hold on. I read that wrong. I read their average damage as their plus to hit. So that was a 22 to hit. That's a miss.
Oh, that misses. Okay.
Take that damage back. It wouldn't have mattered on any of their previous attacks. Okay, those are both low, so that's a miss. Third attack. Ooh. No, that's only a 19. That might hit if you didn't have shield up.
It would, yeah.
And the last one's an 18.
All right. Three of four, yep.
Wow. Good use of shield.
I'm like halfway buried in the dirt, and then there's like this half circle acid shield like around my body, like a force field.
It's like those movements in the superhero movie where they're just getting like bashed down into the ground and just trying to survive with their shield up. All right, Leerlock, you now get to take a turn.
This fellow over here right next to me is just still waiting to stab this guy another time, right?
Oh yeah, he's just like going crazy. He's just screaming and he's up on his front two legs. They're just going like just rapid fire as fast as he can,
Jesus,
trying to stab
Christ,
the monster
to
death. He's like,
that is horrible.
These guys are creepy.
He's like,
I wish I could recreate that. I'm going to reach over and, you know, just slap this thing on the ass and cast inflict wounds.
Oh, okay.
Second level.
You're just gonna give him a little. Hey, good job! Kill that orc. Who knew? Leerlock's racist the whole time. Inflict wounds. Does this work again? Do you?
It's an attack roll.
Attack roll. Okay. All right.
Oh, 15?
A 15 does not hit. The prediction of these guys being wispy was accurate.
15. Okay.
Yeah, I don't think y'all are going to like their AC. And I didn't modify that at all.
Awesome.
Yeah, these guys are kind of scary.
Okay, so I guess I
don't like that.
They're definitely scary.
Reach out, and then his vicious stabbing monotony, I guess I just miss the slap on the ass.
So I've been playing a lot of Elden Ring lately, and it's like one of those moments where the boss is going so crazy that you're just kind of scared to reach in. You're like, if I reach in and touch this guy, he might just slash my hand off in the process.
Yeah. Okay. I'm gonna cast spiritual weapon as Wait, can I do that as a bonus action? Gosh,
yeah. Yeah, you can do that as a bonus action.
Yeah, that's what I'm, that's what I'm doing then.
I mean, technically, you're not allowed to cast two leveled spells in a turn. If you use a bonus action to cast a leveled spell, then you can use an action to cast a cantrip. If you use an action to cast a leveled spell, you can use a bonus action to cast a cantrip. Bullshit! That's all bullshit! You can cast two leveled spells. If they just take an action and they take a bonus action, then you can cast it. I don't understand why that rule even exists. You're burning spell slots for it.
Well, then he's going to chill over here next to these guys.
Okay.
Did you rule that I can attack with it?
Yeah, when you cast it, you can make a spell attack against the creature. So you use your bonus action to cast it, and in during that casting, you can attack. Yep.
Spiritual weapon rules. It's so good.
It's very cool. Bonus action attack at range with your spellcasting modifier.
He's going to attack the one on the left.
This guy here that's got an arrow sticking out of his armpit.
21 ace, 21 hit.
21 hits.
Okay, great.
That would have been scary if I said no on that one.
Yeah, 6 damage, 6 radiant slashing damage from the teardrop sword.
All right, so he takes his 6 damage, and after getting hit on that side a few times, he's kind of tweaking his head around, craning it towards you guys without actually moving his body, and kind of looking back over his shoulder, just like.
I hate him.
You know, one of those noises. All right, anything else for you, Joey?
Remember those nightmares I was telling you about, Joey?
Okay. So this guy, you're going to see him.
They're like a sleep paralysis demon.
They are a total sleep paralysis demon. He's going to look up at you and say, I like your style, buddy boy. And you see his eye start to glow as he, too, manifests a spiritual weapon.
So his bad eye is like his spellcasting focus?
Yeah, yeah. So you know that the symbol on his eye patch is the symbol for Grump Schwaneye, the orc deity.
Cool.
Why is this thing so massive? Yours is small size and looks way better. Yeah, that's better.
Jeez, son.
I like it smaller. Okay, so on his back, you see a spear appear behind this guy and try to stab in and miss. And then he tries to lunge up at disadvantage from his back in the dirt with his spear and also miss. And so he's just, he's in a blood fight with this thing, and he's not winning. So now the one that Shadow's pretty sure had burrowed up underneath him pops up and goes to take a swipe at Shadow. Let's get disadvantage, isn't it? Because you're double teamed.
That's right.
That definitely saved you. It was going to be a 19, but it dropped down to a 10.
Let's go.
Hell yeah.
All right. Tolik, you are on your back with dirt all over your body, big rocks falling in on your legs, stuck in the earth. Mechanically, I'll just tell you, you have the option to dig yourself out using a full action.
Okay.
Or I'm, you know, always open to creative solutions if you want to propose something.
What does being, like, I know I'm prone. Am I able to attack while prone?
The combo of prone and grapple is pretty crappy. You can attack in both those conditions, but being prone
gives me disadvantage on attack rolls.
Yep. The creature has disadvantage on attack rolls, and being grappled means that your speed is 0. And attack rolls against you, if they're within 5 feet, you have advantage, which you've already seen that.
So what I'd like to do is get up from prone. I don't necessarily want to try and break the grapple. Or is that an option, or is it kind of a double whammy in this scenario?
It's really one condition that applies.
I'm basically like halfway in the dirt, and so you're saying that equals both conditions.
Exactly, yeah.
I'll use an action to try and get up out of this dirt.
Okay, there's not a roll or anything for it. You got to spend your action just getting out of there and standing up and getting your footing.
Okay, so I'll do that, but then I'm going to take my action surge.
Ah, okay, okay.
And I will take two-handed swings with the longsword of Pallid Light at the one in front of me.
Okay, yeah.
23 to hit.
Okay, that hits.
I do 11 regular damage and 6 necrotic. And I'll take my second swing, 19 to hit.
19 hits, yep.
9 regular damage, or slashing damage, and 3 necrotic damage.
And the first Kruthic goes down.
All right, cool. I want to do one more thing. I want to look over at my horse, Revenge, that's to my right, and I want to, like, do, like, a, Revenge, get in the wall, and do, like, a little hand signal that probably doesn't mean anything, but Talik thinks it does.
Yeah, maybe an animal handling check. This is how we handled Dust the other day. I think it's a DC 10.
Oh, 10 minus 1, a 9.
It was that hand symbol that you didn't know what the hell you were doing.
Yeah. He's looking at me like,
he just kind of whinnies and takes a step back, and he backs up to the wall, but he doesn't think to fade into it. He's too panicked.
No, get in the wall. All right, I'll end my turn.
He's not used to that ability yet still. Okay, so as this Kruthic falls, the vultures come to start circling over it. And I need, okay, just you to make me a dexterity saving throw, Talik.
Okay.
As drips of acid from these guys' wings come cascading down.
Oh God, 20.
20, 30, okay. 20. So you do still take half damage. You take half of 13 as you kind of get an arm up and shield your face from the worst of it.
I did forget something. Since I killed someone with the Longsword of Pallid Light, I should have absorbed a D8 of damage. Do you want me to use the necrotic that I dealt on
that?
Yeah,
that sounds great. Yeah, just do that.
I feel like that kind of makes sense. I think it was only three. It was 3.
Okay.
So I'm going to heal 3. I suck its life force.
I'm remiss to mention this. With your great weapon fighting, you're two-handing that, right? So doesn't that give you a option to use a bonus action to attack? Because you killed something?
We can say I used my bonus action to use that animal handling and do all
that's
that.
That's fair. That's fair. Yeah, that's fine. That sounds fair to me. All right, Shadow, you've got one up your badungus that just popped out of the ground.
Badungus.
Right up your badussy.
Oh, no. Oh, oh.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, mate.
You're a horse sussy.
I think that's just a hussy.
We're devolving.
Shadow looks down. Starlight kind of spins around a little bit, and Shadow swings his glaive down on top of that thing for an 18 to hit.
An 18?
Hell yeah, brother.
Hits.
The suspense.
So that'll be 11 damage with no bonuses or anything, just straight glaive.
Good roll. Jeez, on the lees.
And then another swing of the glaive will be a 24 to hit.
That'll definitely hit. No suspense needed.
That will be 10 damage straight up from the glaive.
Hot dang. Been a while since we saw Shadow whipping the glavi.
God.
And then he kind of spins the back end of the glaive around one-handed, kind of baton twirler style, and bops him with the blunt edge of it. 17 to hit.
17 misses.
18 hit, 17 miss.
Damn, 18 AC.
And then, with all that commotion going on, Starlight swings a hoof out.
Oh!
Alright. Well, no, they can't attack while you're riding them. They can only use the dodge, disengage, or dash actions.
Fascinating.
without you using your action to command them to attack.
My turn is over.
Alright. It is the one next to Alirlok and this guy. You didn't get your inflict wounds on it, and you summoned your thing across the world. He's not even worried that you exist. He's got this guy trying to spear him in the face, and he's just going to continue to try to wail on him and end his pathetic excuse for life. Oh, no. Okay. This guy's decently hardy, though. He gets stabbed again. This one was actually in the abdomen. It looked much more painful. But then he dodges the next impaling scythe limb that comes in. This one that tried to get at the horse hussy. He didn't like what happened to him afterwards. So he is actually going to disappear underground and pop up on the other side of Talik. Talik, I need you to make me another dex save.
These fuckers. 14.
A 14 passes.
Oh,
you,
wow.
You do a little leg spread over this thing as the ground falls out from under you.
All right.
Here's the unfortunate part. They have an ability called Pack Tactics, which if two of them are right next to you, they still get advantage on their attack. So that's a 23 to hit.
That hits.
And it's actually 23 this time, not miscalculated. All right, you're going to take 5 damage.
They're putting a whooping on me.
Second one is a 20 to hit.
That hits.
All right. Max 9 damage.
Oof.
As he just bops up and just 16. I actually hurt my throat on that one. I'm not even gonna lie to you guys. Leerlock.
Okay. I am going to be kind of insulted that he doesn't acknowledge this creature doesn't acknowledge my existence and
his blood.
So I'm going to rear up my shield and hold out the bone club, and I'm just going to take a big old wide arc swing at him.
All right.
21.
21 hits with the bone club.
With all the bone club.
Oh, don't you get some specials?
I do get some specials. Let me roll damage first.
Okay, all right. Before I get to that. One thing at a time.
Yeah. I have pea brain. Oh my god. 9 damage.
There we go. Okay.
Today, we are singing the praises of Tamora, and as this wide arc comes around down on this Kruthic, this wide arc swing also follows behind it 5 points of radiant damage.
Ooh. All right.
And also, because of my Crusher feet, he gets knocked back 5 feet to an open space.
Okay, so you slide him back.
Knock the shit out of him.
Yeah, so you just wallop him to the point that he can't avoid you anymore.
Gotta make myself known. And then on my bonus attack, or bonus action, I'm going to have my spiritual weapon attack. He's going to move a few feet over this way. He's going to attack this one next to Talik. Oh, 16 to hit?
A 16 is not a hit.
It does not hit, and it does not do any damage.
It just glances off his thick, scaly, armored shoulder pads of beautiful gorgeousness.
Perfect. Well, that is my turn.
The more I look at these guys, the more I'm kind of in love with them. Is that weird? The Eye of Grumsh guy is going to be like, oh, that's the brother I needed. And he's going to spend his turn digging himself up out of here and say, not bad for a man of the coin. And he's going to have his spear try to stab this guy that you just whacked. And that is not even going to be close to a hit. It is now this other one next to you, Taylor's turn. So he's going to take 2 with advantage attacks. 17. It's a miss, right? Shit. Another Nat 20.
Woo! I'm hurting, boys.
You're about to be hurting. Well, that's 9 damage.
I'm in the teens.
Woof. The real scary thing is, and well, I don't want a power game. It is your turn. Not power game, meta game. It's your turn.
Which one have both of these guys been damaged?
I don't think the one that just attacked you has. This one is not been attacked. This one came up, popped out of the ground, and started murdering you. This is the one that Shadow beat the hell out of, and he retreated from Shadow's glaive.
Okay, that's right. That's right. All right, I'm going to take a swing at the one who ran from Shadow that just got over here. I'm going to be like, not so fast. One's enough. It was a 15. I'm going to add a precision strike to add a D8 to that.
I believe there's wisdom in that.
Oh, okay. I got a 4, so I got a 19 to hit.
So that's a hit. Nice. Okay. Always nice when that works out.
I do 10 slashing damage. Oof. And 7 necrotic.
Oh, he is hanging on by a thread as you suck the life out of him and slash into him.
Okay, I'll hit him again. I'll try and finish him off. 25 to hit.
Okay.
Ooh. 14 slashing damage.
Wow.
And 1 necrotic.
His thread is removed, and he no longer holds.
I'm healing myself 1 HP. And I'm going to try and tell my horse to go into the rock again.
Okay.
I got a 1.
Okay, hold on. Let me roll, see what he does.
A 2 minus 1 for a dirty 1.
He gets confused by you, and he sees that you're angry, and so he's actually going to run up and try to attack this Kruthic with his hooves.
Like, I'm coming, Dad!
Wow. What's the damage from a horse? He hit.
I don't know. Let me look at mine.
He rolled an 18 on the die, so unless he has a negative modifier.
Let's see. No, I don't think so. No, he has a +3 to strength.
Yeah, what's his hoof attack?
He's a +5 to hit, and he does 2d4 +3 bludgeoning.
Nice. Okay.
It's pretty good.
Yeah. So, oh my god, he rolled fantastic. 2d4 plus what?
3.
He did 10 damage. He comes up and just whops this guy in the head.
Hell yeah.
Oh my god.
I look back at Shadow. I'm like, that's what I was trying to tell him. Finally listens. And I'll end my turn.
Okay. All right. Well, this is the thing I didn't want to metagame. These vultures continue circling and kind of split the difference between these two creatures. And so you, the other Kruthic, and the horse all need to make dex saves. Alirlok, the spiritual weapon, does it have, like, can you attack it? Does it have HP?
I assume it doesn't. So.
Yeah.
I don't think so.
Okay.
I mean, I'm sure you could, find a stat block for one.
I don't think it does.
I rolled a freaking 8 on my dex save.
Oof. That's a fail.
I think I'm going down here.
You're going to take 11 acid damage. As it rains down upon you. The other guy succeeds his save, so he's only going to take half damage. What about your horsey boy? What's his dex save?
The answer is no.
Okay, thank you.
Damn.
10.
So he takes all 11 too.
Okay.
With our new robust horses rules, though, he should be, that's not even a quarter of his health. He'll be all right.
Mine has 53 health, so...
Okay, all right. Shadow, you're kind of in the big stinky middle of this. There's a whole cluster going on with acid rain. On the other side, it's nice and sunny. There's one of them. There's a Leerlock. There's an orc to help you fight. Just saying. It's up to you. I'm not trying to, steer you one way or the other or anything. just laying out the battlefield for you.
The grass is always greener on the other side. Remember that.
Except there's no grass in this craggy hellscape.
So Talik's got... What's Talik got over there?
There's only one of them alive. But he's also got, like, no HP and acid all over his face.
Well, what? Why did you say there's a bad spot and a good spot?
I was trying to imply that you should just leave Talik to die.
Oh, he's trying to kill me, like you said. You called it.
Targeted.
Well, I can't tell which one of them over there is alive, but I'm shooting an arrow over there at it.
Just shoot in there amongst them.
Did I still have... Is the one I had Hunter's Mark on still up?
No, he died.
I'm transferring Hunter's Mark to the other bozo.
Okay, this guy's alive and somewhat injured, so you might be able to do some real shows on him.
Well, not with that one. That's a 12 to hit.
Yeah, that doesn't
shoot another arrow at this little stabby psychopath. That'll be a 15.
Oh, that's also a miss.
Starlight's just going to kind of snort and look at Shadow and be like, fuck. And then that'll be the end of my turn.
Shadow's like, it's your fault for freaking moving. Okay. Dirt, Kruthic next to the guy. You know, he didn't like being bone maced across the world. So I just imagine him sliding back and grinding his scythe hands into the dirt to stop himself. And then he just locks eyes with you and sprints the 5 feet back up to you to try to stab you in the throat with his scythe. I ran out of description. Natural one. Man, that's... Don't you hate it when you give all that build up for a nat one? His second attack, on the other hand, was a natural 19.
My AC is 19?
It was a natural 19, so I won't tell you the modifier, but it was more than enough to hit. Luckily, though, you know that they don't do a lot of damage. You take 6 damage as he slips past your shield and sinks it into your meaty bicep. Does Lilac have meaty biceps?
I wouldn't say they're very meaty. If they were on a scale of, like, I don't know, 1 to 20, they'd probably be about a 14, if I were to guess.
God.
1 to 20, huh?
It's pretty meaty. Yeah, you know, like an ability score range.
No. Just a... arbitrary, just undetermined, unknowable scale from 1
of how strong he is
to 20 of how strong he is.
Yeah, it just
multiply by 5, and that's a scale of 100. So you know, it's easy math.
Easy math. Oh my gosh! All right, it's your turn, Mr. 14 Strong.
Given the fact that my inflict wounds did not go as well, and the bone club did, I'm going to repeat that same attack. That is a 24.
Hey, so far so good.
7 damage on just the regular bone club damage.
Okay.
And then the radiant damage is going to be 2 damage. So a total of 9 damage to this Kruthic.
All right, not bad. Did you want to push him?
Does it say I can or does it? When you hit a creature, so it just moves.
All right. I guess don't hit something you don't want to shove.
Yep.
All right. So you shove him back 5 feet, and he does the same thing. He skids to a stop, and this time he's really pissed. He's like spits flying out of his face. You can see the blood vessels around his eyes starting to tighten as he really lets out just a real rich just...
Oh, you're a charmer, aren't you? And he's going to command spiritual weapon to attack the Kruthic over there. Oh my god, that does not hit. Spiritual weapon has been no benefit to you, Talik. I am so sorry.
It's just like swinging around my head.
Just something to dodge.
Yeah, basically.
That's awesome.
Oh man.
I'm like, happens.
This guy says... enough of these monsters, and he's gonna jump off his little rock here, flavor jump, and try to stab down on this Kruthic. There we go. Good job, buddy. I mean, it's a 19, so it's not like he, you know, blasted off in a new territory or anything. It's not Team Rocket over here. But he does do 8 damage, you know, that's something. And then his spiritual weapon is gonna try to stab from the other side. That is also a 19 to hit. Oh my god, and it's max damage on us. Y'all aren't gonna believe this. This guy had 16 HP left. He did 8 with his spear, and the spiritual weapon rolled an 8 on its single d8 and killed him.
Oh my god, please be like a double skewer from both sides.
Yes, totally. Just comes in just...
Oh.
And this, he tries to look towards the first stab, and then the other stab just gets him in the other neck, and he just goes down.
Glorious. All right,
I'm just playing with myself now. All right.
Yes.
It is this other Kruthik's turn over by Tolik.
That's the last one, isn't it?
He is the last one, and he is going to come in. He doesn't have advantage or anything. You're not prone. Man, I've been rolling advantage with these guys so much, it's weird to just roll a regular die. That's a 19 to hit. I'm not even kidding.
Damn.
It's the same roll and modifier that the orc just used to kill him.
Actually, I'm gonna cast shield.
You are gonna cast shield?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm gonna cast shield with my last first level spell slot.
Alright, this guy's still gonna keep attacking. Okay. That's 15, so.
Okay.
Whew.
I only have 7 HP.
Oh my gosh. I hadn't rolled the damage yet. It's a D6 plus 3, so there's a chance there you could have gone down. All right, it is your turn.
I'm going to move away from him and risk an opportunity attack.
All right, let me resolve that. You're not going to play
actually
this.
Hold on a second. Hold on. I'm not going to do that. I'm going to hop on to Revenge's back.
Okay.
And then, so I wouldn't take an opportunity attack, but then I'm going to take Revenge's action to disengage. Can I do that?
I'll allow it. Yes, you can do that. That's by the rules.
Okay. And then we're going to run over here behind Shadow about 30 feet because I think I'm starting to realize what happens every time these things die and I'm next to them with the acid vultures. And then I'm going to throw a firebolt at this last guy.
All right.
Cantrip.
Roll it up.
21 to hit.
Hey, that hits.
And I do 7 damage.
All right.
Is he still alive?
He is still alive.
Okay, I'm going to use 2 sorcery points to cast a quickened spell, which allows me to cast a spell on my bonus action. And I'm going to throw another second.
Okay.
Firebolt at him.
Man, you're just burning all the anime speed this combat. Action surge, quicken spell.
All right, I got a 18 to hit.
That's their AC.
All right. And that firebolt does another 7 damage.
Oof. He is still up, though.
Okay. I will end my turn.
But the vultures are spinning around these guys. Yeah, he's going to have to try to dodge some acid.
Oh, thank God.
He fails. Let's see how much damage it is. Oh, he is barely alive as the acid burns him. He's scrocking and squealing, and then he just looks up. One of his eyes is totally melted shut, and he's looking at you for the other one, and he starts crawling towards you. Shadow, it's your turn.
Okay. Who's still up?
Just this one Kruthik right here.
Okay.
And he is crawling out of an acid rain. And hurting bad.
Crawling out of an acid rain and hurting bad. Okay.
And you have him hunter's marked.
And I have him hunter's marked. Okay.
You should just kill him.
Shadow points over at it and mutters some words as a loud booming bell fills the air. And I need that creature to make a wisdom saving throw.
A wisdom saving throw. Okay, not a stat I think it thought I was gonna have to look up. They actually have a positive modifier. Yeah, and roll a 17 total.
So that's a success. Yep. Okay. So nothing happens to him.
Nothing happens.
He's just like, well, that's annoying. And then that's the end.
Okay. Sometimes that it'd be like that. All right, Alirlock.
Bonus action, attack that man with my teardrop sword. For the love of God. 24.
Oh, that'll
okay.
11 damage.
11 damage. So you end this last Kruthic, and you know, the vultures descend down a little bit and begin and continue circling around these three Kruthics that y'all have killed. We are going to exit combat.
Right.
All right.
Okay.
That was like, there you go, vultures. Y'all can have those. We're going to be on our way.
Our kills! Our kills!
Yep. You're killed.
So y'all just hear cawing. Yep, here's my question on Speak with Animals that I always wonder. When you speak, does Common come out of Shadow's throat, or does come out of Shadow's throat?
I think he squawks.
I mean, it's magic, so there's no telling, but I don't think Common. I think whatever your native tongue is what you speak in, and the animals can understand you.
Okay, I'm cool with that. Or maybe some like primordial language.
You just magically know a different language?
Yeah. It's not common, it's not squawks, it's just some sound-based, almost like Entish sounding language, maybe.
On the rules, right, with Speak with Animals, he's the only one who can understand, so I'm assuming we just hear the animal making their normal noise, right? Like the animals just squawking or mooing.
Yeah, so the question is, what does Shadow sound like? Does he sound like a squawk and mooer?
I like his. Whatever. You know, he just speaks out in his language. And
yeah.
That's cool. Either way.
Okay. So you guys are out of combat. As a refresher on the Relic Sloth, y'all had done some pretty ballin' checks on that, and you knew a few things. Number one, they're not from this area. They're from thick, lush forests and maybe even jungles on occasion. And number two, their claws make a potent alchemical reagent. And another thing, you see on the ground around here a couple of glowing stones. I'm just going to have you guys roll for them. So, Seth, why don't you roll me a d6? Joey, roll me a d6. And Taylor, roll me 4d4.
4.
So, Seth, yours is 2. You can find 2 acid stones, 4 earth stones, and oh my god, bang and roll. This sloth is pretty much unscathed and has all of its claws. It has not all, but it has 13 claws, almost all of its claws. And I'm gonna say that your roll was good enough that you know what all you can make out of these. So you can add, I actually made a relic sloth claw magic item in D&D Beyond, so somebody can get that if they want. It does require a brewer's kit and takes an hour to craft one into a potion. So just something to keep in mind there.
So I've got 2 acid stones, 4 earth stones, and 13 sloth claws.
Sloth claws, if you choose to harvest them, which...
Yeah, they've already been harvested.
Yeah, I don't think anybody would have any qualms about that, but... Just want to make it clear, those do have to be physically removed from a carcass.
How long does it take to harvest all that stuff?
It only takes a couple minutes to find the stones, and it really doesn't even take that long to get the claws. They're pretty big, but it's not a complicated butchering process to take them off, so we're talking maybe 15 minutes for all of it.
Okay.
All right, can we get past this thing?
So as y'all are you know, you gotta like crawl over it. It's not easy, but you can definitely, you know, to get the claws, you'd have to do that anyways. Its claws were laying off on the other side. So y'all are kind of crawling over and around it and stuff. The vultures squawk a little bit, but they don't come over and harass you or anything. They actually, by the time you start crawling around on that, they land down and start nibbling on the Kruthix. Apparently this beautiful, delectable meal wasn't what they wanted quite as much.
Well, I'm pretty hurt. I don't know about you guys.
I'll spend some of that time, and I will cast Cure Wounds at level 3 twice on you, Talag.
Okay.
52.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Nice.
That took me up to 59 of 70. Whew, thank you. And I want to lean over as we're walking, crawling over this thing to our new orc friend and be like, how you doing? How's your health? What was your name, by the way? I don't know that we ever got it. Find out what happens to our party next week. Check us out at dndndummies.com. And please leave us a rating and a review on your podcast app. It would mean the world to us.